The elected amendment bill is putting in place recent changes that have been announced by the Boundary Commission and has given them the legal blessing of the legislator here in the House. It makes in legislation the makeup of the next all of 177 members, which recognises the constitutional imperative that there should be one TD for every 20 to 30,000 citizens. I think on balance it has taken a too conservative position on the changes to constituency boundaries. In Donegal, of which I suppose I can speak the easiest, there is a clear need for the county to revert back to a one unit, as in the whole county of Donegal. And at the very least, I know that wasn't allowed under the Boundary Commission because I think it would be should have six seats and a county boundary. But at the least, it should have went to Donegal South West and Donegal North East, as it had done previously, and that would ensure that Donegal was reunited and as a whole anyway in a functional areas. And it seems to me that the reason that this was not done at this time was looking more at the Sligo Leitrim rather than Donegal, because in order for Donegal to be reinstated as two constituencies or a single constituency, an area equivalent would have to be taken from Roscommon or Mayo or some bordering area of Sligo Leitrim, or indeed part of Leitrim or Sligo would have to be ceded to some other constituency to maintain that balance of the 20,000 to 30,000 population that to make Sligo Leitrim revert back down to a three-seater or to keep it as a four-seater. And they're the things, I suppose, that the Constituency Review has had to make a judgment call on, and that's the way it has worked out. But, I mean, I think that really and truly what the Constituency Review has done at this stage is basically kicked the touch, because they're going to have to revisit this probably after the next election again anyway. And then at that time, Donegal is going to have to change and Sligo Leitrim is going to have to change, and it's all going to have to be done then. So rather than doing it in one fell sweep, they've chosen to do it in two bits and pieces and that there as well. And that I think, is a retrograde step, because it should have been taken. There was an expectation amongst everybody that I think that would have happened as well, particularly in Donegal, because you have Ballyshannon, Rosnaula, Ballantyre now are still in with Sligo Leitrim, and that area, I suppose functionally that area is too small to elect a TD, so therefore it could never stand alone within Sligo Leitrim constituency, but then it would also contribute to electing the Sligo Leitrim TDs as well, and then the functional area is Donegal County Council in that as well. So I think that's something that in an Irish context has to be addressed. And I think the idea that the country boundaries should be maintained is vitally important and should permeate all of our thinking in relation to this. And I think that a method could be found that actually mean that the country boundaries could be respected and that we could actually have constituencies that benefit the people as well, and we could recognise the growth in population too. So I think that can be achieved. And in order to do that, I think we would have to revisit the constitutional imperative that one TD for 20 to 30,000 people. And I think that's what we should be looking at overall to ensure that it will be done.